How happy I am to be with you today. And as I've been told, I'm from Nigeria, West Africa. I've been in this country for about 6 years, so you know that I'm still as much as African as possible. And of course, today I like to show you a little bit about what we do back home. And you will notice that the way I dress is completely the way the African dresses. And I like to show you how it's been done. It's not like the American way of dressing, you know, it's loosely fitting and there's nothing tight clothes. Then I bring them to pieces and let you see them. So this one is, see? And then if it's too hot and I want to get comfortable, and I could always put this one off. In case I go, you see, this is outdoor dress. And if I get inside and happen to be walking and I feel hot, since it's very hot in Africa, then I could always get this one off. I do it this way. Just, you see now, it's just like getting to the office and taking off your coat and leaving the shirt on. So this is very free and I can move about with this one much quickly, see? So this is one way we dress. It's very much unlike the American way of dress. And probably, I tell you, if you want to know why, I'll let you know why later on. I have a few records here for you, about three of them. One of it is the choir, an African choir, church group. And the choir is made up of boys and girls of 8 to 10 years old. And you'll see how they have tried to use a local instrument in order to accompany whatever they have, like accordion and everything. You see how they use, how they try to Africanize their religious music. You see when it starts to play. Now I put on the record for you now to listen to.
Thank you.
Again, we have two more records coming. Those two records, they show you the attempt of the young generation in trying to reform our music. Usually, you know that most African dances are all interpretative dances that you have to learn since you, from the age of, seven or eight. Well, you have to learn it until you get old and be able to become an expert before you become old. However, the present generation has been going to school. And as such, we are not able to give too much time to learning her dances as we ought to. However, we have tried to meet that by devising our own way, by making our own way of making the whole thing much more simpler. Now I'm going to put on some records to show you the Christian boys, what the Christian boys are doing to make our music simpler and to make it easier to dance. It's done this way.
Nigeria. Lucy?
Well, what kind of food do they use in Nigeria?
Well, the question is what type of food we eat. Well, we grow the same thing as you grow here. Say almost the same thing like bean, tomato, and everything. However, we don't prepare our own food the same way as you do. Our staple food is yam. This is a big thing. It's just like big potatoes. However, we prepare it in a different fashion. We beat it up in the form of fufu, and we eat it with soup. And soup, we have meat, we have broth, we have all sort of things. But that's how we use we eat it. We beat the yam into something like fufu, and then eat it with soup.
Yes.
What kind of money?
Well, we count our money like the English people: pound, shilling, pence. We have paper money, like dollar bills, and we have coins like the quarter, dime, and a nickel. But we count as not like dimes or nickels, but we count them pennies, sixpence, and shillings.
Would you tell us what the people do for a living there? What do they work at?
Mainly people are farmers, and they grow cocoa. We grow cocoa where you get your chocolate, and some grow cotton, some grow foodstuff, some grow peanuts. And of course, some are workers too in coal mines. We have coal mines, and some are workers along the railroad. Mainly the bulk of the people, the great number of the people, work on the farm.
Yes.
What kind of houses do you live in?
Well, we have two types of houses. We have the old African way of living, which is built in certain fashion with thatched roof. That's what you can find on farmstead. However, we have modern buildings too in large cities, such as you have here. But the only difference in our own place is that we don't have any basement, and you don't have to have anything to heat your place up because it's warm.
Yes.
What do the women and girls wear?
It's quite unlike this anyway, but this can be part of a woman's, of a girl's dress. They have a top wear, however, they use their own and wrap it around this way. Well, I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't be too adept in doing it. They wrap it around this way. However, they have top wear, which is not like this, you see, but it's just something like a blouse. So it comes up to this place, and they have headgear, but this is how they have one, a piece like this, and two pieces like this, one they tie around this way, and the other one they throw on the neck this way, or they do it this way. And that's how they go.
Yes? What is your question? How many languages do they speak?
Well, there are many languages in Nigeria as a whole. Or in Africa as a whole, there are thousands of them. But in my own country, we have three big languages. We can say four. We have the Yoruba, which I speak, the Hausa, the Igbo, and then the English. We have the English language being taught in all schools.
Yes, Barbara. Does the house have an attic?
No. The main requirement for building in cities is that your wall will have to be very thick, and you have to have large windows because we have strong tornado winds which can destroy many houses.
Yes.
What kind of sports?
Well, the old traditional African sports are wrestling. And wrestling, not in the way of it, but in the way you have it here, though, wrestling and, running. But now that we have a lot of European influence, soccer, which we call what we call soccer here, has become is becoming a national game, and you play tennis, soccer, or hockey, depending upon what high school you go.
John.
Well, that's a good question. Mainly, you see, we don't have winter. Almost every day, every time of the year is almost the same, excepting the short period that it rains. So you don't have to store up so many things in the house. So you only need a small storage place.
Would you tell something about how Nigeria is more and more coming to govern itself?
Okay. Before, what many people have been used to, you know that we have been living under our big chiefs, and these big chiefs, they are the lawmaker, they preside over the courts, they settle quarrels, and they do everything. However, at the present time, we find that our chiefs are illiterate, and they are not governing as well as they should. So in Nigeria in 1950, we had a constitution which whereby everybody of at the age of 21 would be able to vote. And the requirement is that every boy who is 21 and who has paid the tax anywhere will be able to vote. But women should be able to vote at the age of 21, whether they pay taxes or not. And so we have a constitution where we elect our ministers and our legislators just the same way as you do here. Only we have perfected a way of making illiterates, those people who cannot read and write, to vote. That is by going to the, we have two policemen, two clergymen, and an illiterate man will go to the poll and dictate the name of his candidates to this group, and these people will record them. However, we change these people every 2 hours. That was how we got our first voting to be very representative. In the present moment, the Constitution of 1950 has not been working well, and we are now writing another, as I'm now talking.
I know there are a lot more questions, but time is short, and I know the junior camp, which has a lot of hands up, is going to have a meeting with Sam this afternoon. And Sam will be around today, so you can answer it. You can come and talk to him and get answers to questions. Would you now sing that song you sang for us? Tell us something about it.
Well, this song I'm going to sing is a song that two loved ones can sing when they are parting. Say boy and girl, or mother and son, or father and son, or just anybody who is very much beloved to you. And the meaning of it is that the meeting of two loved ones, let us entrust to the providence. The meeting of two loved ones, let us entrust to the providence. I've said goodbye to you, I've said goodbye to you. The meeting of two loved ones, let us entrust to the providence. And it goes this way. Ipade ore di toluwa. Ipade ore di toluwa. Ayele. Ipade ore di toluwa. Adagbere kodi gba o. Koba oke mafo ni ya wa o. Adagbere ko digba o koba oke mapo nigba yo awati dagbe awati dagbere ko digba o ayele ipade ore ode toluwa.
That's it.
We're going to sing Everybody Loves Saturday Night, but before we do that, would you tell us something about the song?
Well, in Nigeria, or in Africa as a whole, see, Saturday is a day that people look forward to. We always we don't go to work on that day, and of course you can enjoy yourself over the weekend. So they say, well, then the song originated Gbogbo Alafẹran Ọjọ Saturday. That means everybody likes Saturday because you have a lot of it's a day for fun. That's how it originated, and it originated in around 1952, when there was so much of war work to be done, and so many people were put to work, and everybody was hastily looking for the weekend.
Would you sing it as you sing it?
Yeah. this is how it's been sung, but I won't have anybody to accompany me with it, but this is it. Gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday. Gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday. Gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday. And then it's anglicized. It is anglicized in this way. Everybody likes Saturday night. Everybody likes Saturday night. Everybody likes Saturday night. However, if when you have parts, some people can sing. They can sing it in a deeper ditch. Some people can say, "Gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday. Gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday." Gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa ni gbogbo wa la fẹ́ràn ọjọ́ Saturday. Now that's another pitch, but when the whole thing is combined, it makes a good job.
Thank you very much. Now, to show you how much we enjoyed having you here, we're going to sing it for you.
Thank you.